From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday told senior officials he has decided to dismiss his chief strategist, Steve Bannon. VOA's Doug Bernard.
Bannon was a key advisor to Donald Trump's general election campaign and has been a forceful but contentious presence in a divided White House. A statement announced White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and Bannon had mutually agreed that Friday would be his last day. White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the White House is grateful for Bannon's service. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Catalan police have arrested a fourth man in connection with two terrorist attacks in the Barcelona region Thursday that left at least 14 people dead and dozens more injured. VOA's Philip Alexio.
Spanish police have also searched the family apartment of a teenager reportedly suspected of driving the van in the deadly Promenade attack. Spanish media have identified the van's suspected driver as 17-year-old Musa Okabir. Police are still searching for him, but have arrested his brother, Driss Okabir, about 100 kilometers north of Barcelona in the town of Ripoll. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Police in Finland are searching for more possible suspects in a mass stabbing that killed one person and injured eight other people Friday in the southwestern coastal city of Turku. Police shot one suspect in the leg and arrested him, prompting a police warning to avoid central Turku. Security has been heightened at Helsinki Airport and train stations as a result of the stabbings. Authorities have not disclosed a motivation behind the attacks. Follow VOA on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for additional updates. This is VOA News. Natural and human factors made Sierra Leone's capital vulnerable to a landslide that killed more than 400 people this week. Heavy rain, deforested land, and communities forced by overcrowding to live on steep hillsides. Spokesperson for the World Health Organization, Christian Lindmeier, said there was a high risk of disease outbreaks.
Flooding creates breeding grounds for mosquitoes and can cause, or most likely does cause, an increase in malaria and other vector-borne diseases. Trauma is a major issue for those affected by the tragedy. Hundreds of lives have been lost and many families displaced. Psychosocial support will be critical to help people manage the grief and loss they suffered as a result.
Landslides generally happen after periods of heavy rain, saturated or liquefying soil, and causing slippage. They are more likely to occur if the soil is laid bare by deforestation or urban planning. Analysts say there were some unexpected poll results in Kenya this year during the elections. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig.
Nairobi roads have returned to their usual pre-election bustle, and Kenyans have gone back to work. But the elections are not quite over, as opposition leader Raila Odinga insists the presidential poll was stolen and has announced plans to challenge the outcome at the Supreme Court. Official results show President Uhuru Kenyatta defeated Odinga 54% to 45%. University of Warwick Professor of Comparative Politics Gabrielle Lynch says most people expected a tighter presidential race. Kenya's treasury says the government allocated $483 million for the election, with $415 million directed to the Electoral Commission, known as the IEBC. Kenyan researcher Nanjala Nyabola says despite these large sums, there still were problems with the voter registry, the transmission of vote counts, and a delay in the release of polling station tally forms.
We were promised a digital election. We didn't have a digital election. The only thing that was digital was the voter registration.
Jill Craig, VOA News.
The United Nations says the first round of a vaccination campaign following a polio outbreak in eastern Syria has been completed. UNICEF has teamed up with the World Health Organization and local partners to vaccinate 355,000 children under the age of five in the country's Deir el-Zor and Raqqa provinces. Polio immunization rates have plummeted through the civil war. According to UNICEF, rates have fallen from over 80% in 2011 to just over 40%. Venezuela's pro-government Constitutional Assembly took over the powers of the opposition-led Congress. The move triggered further international condemnation from dozens of countries that have already criticized the creation of the all-powerful assembly as undemocratic power grab by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.